Breaking news, John.
Yeah, so this is absolutely fresh off the press. This is a statement regarding bids relating to the former Odeon building in the centre of Bradford. And this is from Councillor David Green. And he says, since acquiring the former Odeon building from the Homes and Community Agency, we've been keen to consider commercially viable redevelopment proposals which would retain as much of the character of the building as is possible. We initially received three proposals from interested parties, but only two of those bids went through to the next stage. We are now able to announce today that after a thorough assessment of both bids by the council and independent assessors, just one is progressing to the third stage. The Bradford Live proposal would see the building used primarily as an evening venue, hosting major touring live music and live entertainment shows. Bradford Live will now need to clarify all the total costs involved and demonstrate that they can secure the necessary funding, and will make a final decision on their more detailed proposal at the executive meeting in November. He goes on, we would like to thank the team behind the Bradford One submission for their time, effort and enthusiasm that they put into presenting the bid. Unfortunately, their submission has not achieved the minimum requirements needed to progress to the next stage. Councillor David Green finishes, we remain hopeful that the former Odeon building has a viable future in Bradford city centre. So that's a statement from Bradford council leader, Councillor David Green, saying that the council are going to go with the Bradford Live proposal rather than the Bradford One submission regarding the future of the Odeon building. Of course, they're going to be asking them for more detailed information about their plans. So that's breaking news here on BCB Drive this afternoon. And we're very fortunate that we've got Caroline Thompson-Hayes, who's director and trustee of Bradford Live, with us in the studio. She's also a solicitor at Schofield Sweeney. A very good afternoon to you, Caroline.
Good afternoon.
So, you've just got the news this afternoon, have you, about this?
This afternoon, yes. It was. We were hoping for a decision last week, but we've received the decision today, as of Bradford upon as well, unfortunately.
Okay. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you just very quickly sort of tell us what your proposal involves?
Our proposal is that we transform the Odeon into a 3,500-seated or 4,000-standing capacity for live music and live entertainment shows throughout the year.
Okay, so a major new live music venue for Bradford?
Yes, it would be.
Okay,
yes.
Very good. And clearly you've got some... This decision means that you've got some more work to do. So can you give us an idea about what sort of things Bradford Live will be doing now going forward over the next few months?
Yeah, we're through the stage two. There's another stage in the process, which is stage three. So we have to sit down with the council, work out their requirements for the next stage, and ultimately we'll make a decision in November. The Odeon's not safe yet.
Okay.
We have to get through stage three. You know, we're going to continue working on our bid. You know, on behalf of Bradford Live, we hope that there is some areas for mutual cooperation with Bradford One, because we ultimately all have the same goal here, to save the
mm-hmm.
Odeon.
Okay.
And there was only ever going to be one group that could take it forward, and, you know, we're very, very delighted that it's us.
I mean, I guess what maybe the people of Bradford would want to know is, when might the Stone Roses be coming and playing at the Odeon, at the old Odeon the cinema building?
Well, the timetables keep shifting slightly, but we'd be hoping to get in early next year to start. There's a lot of work to be done in the building. Our technical guys need now access to the building to produce some detailed plans, so that'll be the next stage. So we're hoping to get some dates from the council to get some access from the building.
So maybe a couple of years, maybe, to finish the process that's now well underway and do the building work. And
hopefully.
Then the Stone Roses will come in 2017 or something.
We were hoping the Rolling Stones will be there, but we're not sure.
Okay, Rolling Stones, that would be a good...
I've got a question, if that's okay, Caroline. You recently had an exhibition at the Pavilion in City Park a few weeks ago. What feedback did you get from that?
We did. That was the council held a public inspection of both proposals. Ourselves and Bradford One presented all day, and members of the public could come up and ask questions throughout. All the feedback was given back to the council. It wasn't given back to us. We did get to see some of the feedback, and it was very positive for both bids. And most people were just happy that something was going to happen in Bradford that was positive.
Yeah, I get that totally, yeah.
So you guys are going to be busy?
Very.
Forget those evenings and weekends.
Yeah, well,
quietly watching the telly at home. You're going to be facts and figures, aren't you?
Yeah.
Getting your Excel spreadsheets out. Well, We wish you the best.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming and talking to us on Drive this afternoon, Caroline.
Thank you.
So that's Caroline Thompson-Hayes from the Bradford Live Project, and she's Director and Trustee of Bradford Live and also Solicitor at Schofield Sweeney. And the breaking news today is that the Council have decided at the end of Stage 2 that they would like to go with the Bradford Live proposal for the future of the former Odeon building, and they've now got to prepare various documents for Stage 3 of the process. So it would be great to have the Odeon back and in use and all sorts of exciting bands coming to Bradford.